DMT is an extraordinary hallucinogen that lasts only a few hundred seconds at the peak of the flash. It's something which is smoke. It's something which is smoke. It's something which is smoke. Something waxy. Something waxy. Orange. Orange. Smelling of camphor. Smelling of camphor. Vaporize it in a small glass pipe. It's something which is smoke. Behind closed eyelids, a kind of hallucination forms. The chrysanthemum. You watch the chrysanthemum, you watch the chrysanthemum. And if you've taken enough DMT, after about 15 seconds, you're physically propelled through it. Catapulting forward. Space. after a few seconds of this, it's as though you arrive the trip stabilizes itself around you. And at that point, you're in a kind of domed, indirectly lit, comfortable underground space. But what is astonishing about this space is that it is inhabited. It is crowded. Jeweled self-dribbling basketballs that bound forward, chirping fractal denizens of the unconscious. They surround you, singing in a visible language and using that language to produce objects. Sculpture, jewelry, machines, things made of precious stones and metal. Agate, topaz, chalcedony, all kinds of precious materials, but not stable, morphing, transforming themselves. Matter somehow imbued with the spirit of language and imagination. And these elf-like, gnome-like artisans crowd forward, each offering their own creation for your inspection. Follow me.
silent dimension of computers. In their teeth. They are the initiators. Follow these entities. Condense these hyper-objectified linguistic objects . It's terribly important that you learn to do this. Use your voice. They are the initiators of the human species into a new ontos of language, where meaning is beheld. Use your voice. It only lasts a few hundred seconds. Meaning is beheld.
Oh, my God.
Festival of light and color. From beyond the pale, some kind of a logo.
presence of these entities on the other side of this pharmacological energy barrier raises a number of questions. Are they true aliens? True aliens? True aliens? From another star system, from another star system, from another star system. Gently approaching us, gently approaching us, gently approaching us. Are they true aliens? True aliens? True aliens? Hiding behind the mask of an intoxication? The perfect interfacing dimension for an alien intelligence. I prefer to think, however, the shamanic testimony some kind of an ecology of souls.
Shamanaya, 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 Shamanaya. Shamanaya, Shamanaya. Shamanaya.
There is a level of excitement and childishness.
Shamanaya.
It also contains elements of death and eros. Thank you. the Labyrinth of the Sideshow. DMT is all of these things. It's like a hypercosmic carnival that actually camps in your mind. I somehow shattered the membrane between myself and ordinary space. I carried the trip into the room with me. An elf hanging off each hand. Thank you. cybernetic. It's definitely sensorial. Mantis-like. High energy. Super real. Great confusion. Very rapid transmission of data. A vertiginous sense of falling away from this other reality. his normal body and space-time continuum. Awaken from a dream. I can see it clearly. After a time, I think it sticks with you. The details. It's a kind of invoking of it. Some quality of seeing and understanding. dimension has been added to ordinary perception. A domain of dimensions. Some kind of connection. Blues for Allah. 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 Powerful psychedelics occur naturally in the human brain. Like DMT, a really interesting thing about DMT. you've done it at some time in your life. You can have a dream in which a glass pipe will be produced. When you will hit on it, and you will have the complete experience in the dream. My God, it means that it's all there somehow. It's in the body. You can do this on the natch. It's no farther away than deep sleep or something like that. These truly titanic dimensions are looming in on our pathetically conceived rational future. Outrageous possibilities lie immediately to hand.